On the program today, Tamara Rosser.
Good morning.
And Carmen Bojarski.
Good morning.
Good morning, you two. We're going to be talking about chocolate classics and taste a little classic chocolate over the air. Be interesting to see how we do that and really translate the scrumptiousness. But chocolate classics coming up soon from RSVP, a fundraiser. Did you make it here okay without getting blown over?
Yes. You know, I drove in from South County, so it was just a normal winter day on the coast.
Yeah. It's kind of the run of the mill for us, isn't it?
Yeah, the snow was gone, so I was happy about that.
Tamara, what made you bring out this guest today? Because I'm sitting in front of me of these chocolates.
Well,
we're going to have a chance to taste these here and coming up at the event.
Anytime you're ready. Well, Carmen from Bojo Mamas is her first year entering the Chocolate Classics. And she's got a commercial kitchen in the South Beach area. And she sells her product at Dutch Brothers and at Nye Beach Suites and at the Saturday Market in the springtime.
Coming in the springtime.
Yeah,
and,
the springtime.
And you had said you did the Lincoln County Fairground Farmers Markets for a couple of months.
Yes.
And so we'll be looking forward to learning more about that. And I'm glad you'll be coming back to the farmers market in the spring. Tamara, we're talking 21 years.
21 years, you know, of the Chocolate Classics. 21 years of chocolate.
Amazing.
Right, yes.
Where did it all begin? You said, what was his name, Chris?
No, Pete Plummer was instrumental in starting the Chocolate Classics 21 years ago. And unfortunately, Pete's not around anymore, but his daughter, Chris Plummer, has been a longtime RSVP volunteer and is a longtime office support staff for RSVP and is fabulous and wonderful. And every time I see her, I just remember the legacy that her father left and how instrumental he was to keeping seniors safe in this county.
You know, I have to ask you, Carmen, real quickly, this is going to be your first event, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But you've got a long history in baking. So how do you get psyched for something like this? Or do you just go and just do what you do?
I think that's what you do. I was grateful that I was invited to participate. And it's just the whole theme of the event, the 1950s, the whole nostalgia piece to it, and getting excited about what costume I'm going to wear and how I'm going to decorate the table. So it's everything. It's not just the candy or the chocolate that I'm bringing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of a tradition, really. I mean, if 21 years makes something a tradition. And Tamara, what does this do for RSVP?
Well, it's the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. We've been in Lincoln County since 1972. We're part of a nationwide movement. There's 750 RSVPs throughout the nation, and there's over 500,000 active RSVP volunteers nationwide. So it's the America's largest volunteer pool out there. And we all know what budget cuts are doing to the federal government is where we receive majority of our funding. And we were cut by 20% last year. And we're looking at another slight cut of 2%. But
as Cascades West?
No, as RSVP.
Or as RSVP.
As RSVP. Yeah, we have a total separate budget than Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. And so this is our major fundraiser for the year. And we have the volunteer pool, as you know, but then we also have five programs that keep seniors living safely and independently, you know, on their own as much as possible. You know, we have the TransMed program that transports people to and from the doctors. We have the Grab Bar program, which purchases durable medical goods for people who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Friendly Visitor program that keeps socially isolated seniors connected. And we do prescription assistance, where we help people get free or reduced drugs online. We help them with their applications. And then another huge one we do is the SHEBA program, the Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance, where we help people understand Medicare. And if you think of a 20% cut, that's huge to us. Especially when we're working with low-income seniors. And we really need this fundraiser to be successful so we can spend $20 to buy a grab bar to keep somebody in their own homes to prevent a fall. You know, there's statistics out there. If a senior falls, then chances are a lot of them are not going to be returning to their own home.
Tamara, how long have you been basically managing the RSVP program locally?
I call myself the chief bottle washer because it's really the volunteers who override me on just about everything. No, just kidding. No, the volunteers that keep me in line and going forward. I've been around for 6 years, and if it wasn't for the volunteers in Lincoln County, I'm not quite sure. You know, there's over 385 active volunteers right now.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, we have about 1,500 on the books, but three active means within the last 90 days.
And you're beginning, when you began working with RSVP, have you seen more volunteer ship or less, or does it just kind of ebb and flow?
It's sort of an ebb and a flow. And right now, unfortunately, because of the budget cuts, and we've cut staff, and we've just cut as much as we can without cutting services, we're on a freeze on bringing on more places that people can volunteer. We have 50 places that people can volunteer at, and then over 125 different position descriptions out there. So, you know, Carmen emailed me last week. She said, hey, can you find me an accountant, somebody with a fiscal background for the farmer's market?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we'll put it out there. So, Carmen, do you want to tell what the Newport Farmer's Market is looking for? Because RSVP, we can't, you know, place somebody there, but we can give a shout-out to what you're looking for the Farmer's Market.
Well, the Lincoln County Small Farmers Market is an association of members, and the board is also made up of those members. And we just like someone with some fiscal background to bring some consistency to the budget piece. Since we're becoming larger, we've expanded now from a summer market to a summer and winter market, and we're looking at actually doing the market year-round. So there's no break, and so customers will still be able to get fresh vegetables, their baked goods, these wonderful crafts that are made here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So just to have some consistency on the board to manage the fiscal piece to that would be amazing for us.
So the Lincoln County Fairground Farmers Market really is part of the Newport Farmers Market.
Yes.
It's the same board.
Yes.
Same
mm-hmm.
people.
Just a different event.
Yeah, and it seemed like it's focused a little bit more on some of the crafts. There is food there. I mean, I've got some great winter vegetables already there. It's a different kind of juice experience for me, but wonderful. And so there are those items there still.
Absolutely. You know. And we're really trying to focus on local farmers, local vendors, and keeping it as local as we can for the winter market.
What are the challenges for you in expanding to this year-long type of a model? I mean, I know it's probably part of it getting the word out there that it is available.
That, and it was just a challenge, you know, to find the best location.
Yeah.
We were fortunate to get the farmers market situated at the fairgrounds, which is an amazingly large building and can fit all of us. And getting the word out is something that's been a challenge as well. But we are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you link into the Newport Farmers Market, there's also a link to Lincoln County the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Market.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just, you can stay current with what's happening, who's going to be at the market, what they're bringing. So we try to keep that as current as we can.
Yeah, the web pages seem to be very informative.
Yes.
So looking for that kind of accountant-type person.
Someone with a strong fiscal background that can, because our membership changes every year.
Yeah.
We're on a staggered membership, so every 2 years, it's a 2-year term. But just having someone consistently on the board that can manage that budget would be great.
Lincoln County Connections, we've got Tamara and Carmen talking about the Chocolate Classics RSVP 21st year. Pretty amazing. So what can someone experience other than chocolate at the event?
More chocolate,
and more chocolate.
It is at the aquarium, and we've got live music that night. Clean Slate will be playing.
And Clean Slate, are they like a duo?
There's three of them.
Oh, there's three of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Val Hodges is the lead singer.
They're quite popular. They've been around.
She's great. Yeah. They play every year for us. And we've got Nancy Lynn Photography will be there, and we're going to have a little miniature photo booth set up so you can put on some 50s garb a little bit.
So will you have attire there for people to kind of try on?
A little bit of attire.
Does everybody get into the theme?
You know what? Last year was the first time we had the costume contest, and about a quarter of the people showed up dressed up. So we're going to have the costume contest again, 1950s. Slick back the hair, guys. You know, put the hair up in the ponytail. You know, get out the old Letterman's jacket and come to the aquarium. We also have the Octopus Encounter, which will be there. Howard, longtime volunteer at the aquarium, will take people back so they can shake hands with the octopus. And
the octopus will be there, or the
The octopus is always there, Casey. It's you know, it's the aquarium.
So the
full aquarium is open, and it really is quite magical in the evenings.
You can shake hands with the octopus.
You can shake hands with the octopus. Little photo booth opportunity there going on for memories. And, of course, chocolate, chocolate, and chocolate. Finn's Coffee Bar is actually going to be hosting a real, not actually hosting. Danich is going to have the non-hosted bar there, so you can get little red wine with the chocolate, and McDonald's is donating milk for the evening because, always going to have milk with your chocolate.
Absolutely.
Tickets are $30 individually, $50 for a couple, or $35 at the door. And there's several places that you can get tickets at, including on the RSVP website.
So shall we try some Bojo Mama's brownies right now?
I asked Carmen to bring in some chocolate this morning. So you know how on television you sit there and they make all the goodies and then you taste them. And I'm like, let's do this with chocolate. I've had Carmen's goodies before, and her toffee is the best I've ever tasted. She brought us chocolate brownies this morning.
These are wonderful.
They got some nuts. They're dusted with some powdered sugar, and they're moist and just fabulous.
Yeah, for reals.
And, the breakfast of champions. Carmen's only been around the area for a couple of years, but she's got a great knack for baking, and everything I've always eaten from her is wonderful.
Carmen, this is wonderful. And
thank you.
And just so folks know, can't really walk into Bojo Mama's, but people can call you.
Yes, they can. Just give me a little notice, and I can make any of my products.
Mostly wholesale.
Yes.
But a lot of cookies, right?
A lot of cookies. That's primarily my business is the large 3.5 ounce cookies.
Just cranking out those cookies. Yeah. Well, these brownies are terrific. And
well, those brownies actually have the toffee in them. So you've got almonds and pecans and the toffee and the brownie.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you avoid sugar overload at an event like this? I mean, is there a strategy
to
tasting?
Can you have sugar overload just because you're at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
But, do you go through and sort of like taste first
and, I ask
and then
people,
dive into your favorite? Or?
I ask people to give, bite size, fun size taste.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have 12 competitors there. A couple of them are bringing different products. We do have non-chocolate appetizers that will be there that are being donated by Ocean's View Senior Living. Can you be on a 2-day chocolate high after this event? I heard you can. I haven't quite experienced it yet, though.
I imagine it's sort of like wine tasting, where how do you cleanse your palate between
at milk, coffee,
a little bit of
vegetables, and walking around the aquarium, you have access to passages of the deep, and you can take a little bit of walk, listen to some music. We've got great silent auction items there this year. We've got overnight stay in Las Vegas. We've got a couple of those. Overnight stay in Portland and Vancouver. And a lot of local businesses have donated. So it's quite amazing.
Yeah. Who are some of the major sponsors this year, Tama?
We have got Umpqua Bank. Doug Hunt, has always been a great participant.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got TLC Federal Credit Union, Ocean View Senior Living, the Oregon Coast Aquarium, and Diamonds by the Sea.
And it looks like chefs or bakers from Shiloh, Salishan, Rogue,
Chinook Winds,
Moe's.
Bojo Mama's.
Dorchester House, Indulge Chocolates. I mean, there's going to be some competition here. So
there's stiff competition, and several of these people have competed year after year, and several of these people have won awards.
Okay.
So they always just seem to up the ante every year.
There's some all-stars coming back, basically.
There is all-stars coming back.
Excellent.
And Carmen's like, what'd you sign me up for? Because this is Carmen's first year. But, Carmen, your chocolate can stand up to anybody's. It's fabulous. Thank
yeah,
you.
Carmen, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I know you're not intimidated about it, because these are really good, you know.
And if you think about it, you know, we've got the sponsors covering all of the, you know, costs of the event. And so 100% of the proceeds for this go back to seniors in Lincoln County. And if you think that $20 can, you know, help somebody volunteer for a month, or, you know, $5 can buy 1/4 of a grab bar for somebody. Or the fact that we helped, you know, 741 people with Medicare mm-hmm. last year, and the average person saves $1,800 a year for that. So that's about $1.3 million that we've saved Lincoln County seniors.
That's really great, Tamara. And with just about 3 minutes left, we do want to remind everyone that, you know, you will pair people up with the kind of skills they have. I mean, you really have some variety
right.
in how people can help. Volunteering with RSVP is anything.
A little. It's people's timeline. We have people that are snowbirds that are here 6 months out of the year and, you know, down in Arizona staying warm. And I just ask people, you know, remember when you were 5 and 6 years old and what you played as a child? Was it a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, Indiana Jones? You know, and you're not going to, you know, be those things now, but you can somewhat experience your childhood dreams, whether volunteering in the DA's office, at the hospital, restoring trails. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities for everybody out there.
So if you've been listening to the program today, be reminded that the 21st Annual Chocolate Classics is coming up. See, the brownies already got to me. And there are some physical locations where they can purchase the tickets. Newport Bay Candle, Oregon Coast Aquarium. Where else can we find the tickets at?
TLC Federal Credit Union, Washington Federal Bank in Walmart. You can purchase them online at rsvpoflincolncounty.org. You can call our office at 541-574-2684.
And Bojo Mamas.
Yes.
Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, bojomamas.com. You can go on the website and into the photos. You can see all the products that I do make. That's just a small portion, but there's a lot of pictures there. And I'm also on Facebook, so you can follow me on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. Yep. So the two of you, really appreciate you coming in. I think it'll probably be a really great event, again, the 21st annual. And Tamara, RSVP of LincolnCounty.org does have a lot of information about volunteering. So,
right, and getting help. If you need just a little bit of help to stay in your own home, then contact us and we can help with that.
So if you've been listening to the program today, remember you can go to RSVPofLincolnCounty.org to find out more information about the 21st Chocolate Classics. That is January 28th. Get your tickets. It starts at 7 p.m. Really appreciate the two of you coming on the program today.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
And thank you for making these brownies. They are good. I wish we could share them with you. So be safe out there. You've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're part of a lifestyle of the Oregon programming here at KCUP. Join us next week, same time, same place at 8:30 on the Cup.